listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about what we're saved from. I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, which reads this. "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." There's a question that I suppose gets asked thousands of times every day. The question goes like this: are you saved? And often both the questioner and the person who's being questioned don't think about what that even means. To be saved tells us that there's some danger, some peril to be saved from. It's nonsense to speak of being saved from nothing. When a lifeguard asks a struggling swimmer, "Can I rescue you?" it makes sense. But if a lifeguard asks a swimmer who's in absolutely no trouble at all if they want to be rescued, the question just seems out of place. So, what are we saved from? What endangers us so much that God would send his son to rescue us? There are at least four things that the New Testament tells us that we can be rescued from in Jesus. And the first of those things is sin. When the angel Gabriel told Joseph that his fiancée Mary was to be chosen of God to miraculously conceive and bear the Messiah, the angel gave him some specific instructions concerning his name. "And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Later, 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 tells us, "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins." Jesus came to rescue us from sin. We need to be saved from our sins. Our sin puts us in great danger. It's our sin that separates us from God, distorting and defacing his image in us. Sin makes us guilty before his court of justice. Sin ruins our relationships among other people. In one sense, the very root of sin is selfishness. One man noted that at the very center of sin is the letter I. That self-seeking, self-willed desire infects every aspect of man's being and world in one way or another. Before his career in politics, Abraham Lincoln was a prominent citizen of the city of Springfield, Illinois. One day, his neighbors heard his children screaming out in the street. Alarmed, one of the neighbors rushed out of his house, and he found Lincoln there with his two sons, both of whom were crying uncontrollably. "Whatever's the matter with those boys, Mr. Lincoln?" the neighbor asked. And then Abraham Lincoln said this: "The same thing that's the matter with the whole world," replied Lincoln. He said, with a note of sorrow in his voice, "I've got three walnuts, and each of them wants two." Now, Lincoln's remark had the ring of truth about it. The source of so much evil in this world is the self-willed desire in every one of us. God's plan is to change our hearts from self-interest and to give us access to the power that we need to defeat sin. The root of every problem among people is the direct or indirect result of sin. And Jesus came to rescue us from sin and the tyranny of self-will by the plan of his grace. Friends, he came to save his people from their sins. Are you numbered among the people of God today? Then thank Jesus for it and ask him to fill your life with the grace and the power for you to walk rightly before him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.